Saving money now during Menards Bag Sale. All prices after 15% bag sale discount. Pick up a six-pack of LED light bulbs for just $2.97. Get a wood or fiberglass claw hammer for only $2.29 each. 52-ounce bottles of Ajax dish soap, just $2.97. And 12 packs of Shasta soda in assorted flavors are only $4.19. Don't miss out on Menards Bag Sale happening now. Good through January 12th. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Everybody, welcome to Beyond the Bell. I'm Andrew Zarian. Happy New Year, everybody. With weight loss by hymns. This is not an ad. I don't know what's happening here.
I always forget to.
You know what? We haven't done a show in about 5 or 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. Of course, I'm joined by Rich Stambolian.
What is up, my babies? How are you? How's everybody in the Beyond the Bellaverse?
The Beyond the Bellaverse. Mm-hmm.
We're back. This is our first show back.
Beyond the Bellaverse. That's a good show when they go back.
Yeah. Beyond the Bellaverse.
We saw one. We saw one Bella.
One Bella was there. I'm convinced that they're the same, though.
You know what Bella means in Persian Armenian?
What?
Like, it means, like, the troubles. Like a trouble.
Really?
You're bringing, like, troubles to me.
You're bringing the Bella.
The Bella.
And then you do the little dance.
Yeah.
A little twirl. It's been how long since we've done a show? Like
5 weeks?
Thanksgiving?
I think before Thanksgiving, November 15th. This is the longest break we ever took, but much needed. We
I
both
haven't
needed
seen you
this.
Since then either.
No, not at all. We haven't seen each other at all, except for every holiday event that happens in my house. Whatever holiday my wife has made up for the week. Oh, Merry Christmas. Yesterday
Merry Christmas.
Was Christmas.
Yes, Merry Christmas. Yeah. Yeah.
For people who are confused, you can look it up.
We're taking Christmas back.
It's a new America. What can I say? Guys, a lot to talk about. Last night, Monday Night Raw debuted on Netflix. You know what's funny? It was almost like a year ago because I was in LA when they announced the Netflix deal.
Yeah.
And it had to have been last year around probably like around this time. Mm-hmm. It was January when I was there.
Yeah.
And a lot of people were talking about, you know, what is the presentation of the show going to be? What is it going to look like? What is it going to feel like? What did you think of last night? I thought it looked incredible.
It looked phenomenal. And you know what? Like, you can hate on WWE as much as you want, but like, yeah, they do a big, beautiful show. That intro with the curtain, I thought was absolutely wonderful, with Triple H narrating the canvas being painted. I really love that. And you know what? I popped for the curtain drop.
Yeah, they did a good job.
I was like, there he is.
So there was a couple things, right? Like, I didn't care as much as I thought I would about the branding on the mats.
I mean, it's like New Japan style, kind of.
Listen, is it gaudy? Yeah, a little bit.
Sure.
But, you know, I like the black apron.
Yeah.
I like that. That building is incredible.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think every Monday Night Raw is going to look like this. But that is the most state-of-the-art building that they could have been in. It looks incredible.
Mm-hmm.
I'm willing to bet. Within the next, I don't know, 14 months, every major stadium is going to have those lights on the seats.
Yes.
That adds such depth to the building.
Mm-hmm. It gives you, like modern stadiums, I think, just give you such, like, an overall experience, you know? And why not? It's about time, right?
Yeah.
You go to these things, and you're paying an exorbitant amount of money for food and drink. Why not have something cool to look at and entertain yourself while you're there?
Yeah.
You know? I enjoyed it. What did you think about the intro?
I thought the intro was great. We're going to talk about New Japan also in AEW as well. Yes. Also, Q&A at the end of the show. Remember, I'm getting my bearings back. This is the longest break, I think, that I've ever taken from broadcasting.
Yeah, in general, right?
In general.
Yeah, same here.
It's going to be, 2008 was my first podcast with Kunal.
That was the Big
in
Brother
my basement,
show, right?
In my basement.
What was that, the Andrew Zarian show?
The guys from Queens podcast.
Wow.
And then that was the first time we did, no, 2000, maybe 7 was the first one.
Wow.
We were just like playing around with the idea, and 2009 is when we launched it, the guys from Queens Network.
Yeah.
So this was a long break, so trying to.
We're back.
We're back,
baby.
Yeah, there we go.
And we're going to be back on Friday,
did you see
too.
How that worked? Look.
It's like a fusion.
Do you see
dance.
Our? Do you see our screen here?
Look at that.
Nobody else could see that.
Just two sweatshirts.
Just two sweatshirts merging into one, my babies.
And we'll be back on Friday. I know we're on Fightful right now, but Mattman will be back on Friday.
Mattman will be back on Friday,
Friday morning.
I thought it was a fantastic open. I thought, as far as a production goes, okay. Yeah. I mean, it is everything that Vince McMahon ever envisioned of professional wrestling.
You think it is, or you think it's beyond that?
I think they've hit. Mm-hmm. No, this is everything he wanted it to be. Mm-hmm. You know, look how the show started up, right?
Yeah.
You got Triple H did his big unveil of the ring because now it has ads. The Fortnite ad is interesting, and I'm curious what this means for them in Fortnite.
You know, Fortnite's going back to like the old school 2017 style.
Is it?
Yeah. I don't know for how long, but like that's like the new season.
I got to tell you, I played it. It's fun. Fortnite's fun.
It's fun.
My kids love it.
Yeah.
And every one of their friends love it.
They're
right?
that's that perfect age group.
They're the perfect age group. You know, and you're wondering, like, why is it important for them to have that on the screen? Well, it's as important as when we were kids and how big those WCW games were and No Mercy was and WrestleMania 2000 was to creating a new audience. Mm-hmm. And I say this all the time and people think I'm nuts. Like, I talk to people within wrestling that tell me I'm wrong here, which shows the ineptitude of some people. The video games triggered such a huge migration of an audience that wasn't familiar with your product. I mean, I remember I was in eFeds.
Yeah.
With people that never watched the TV and just played the game.
Yeah. Isn't that wild?
The eFeds? Yeah. EHW? That was my eFed?
Yeah.
OCW was another one?
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
That's wild. I remember because that was...
You know what my character was?
What was that?
He was a Chris Benoit.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So I remember all that stuff vividly in like junior high and then high school and then going into college. And I remember as part of the college radio station, one of the guys, big wrestling fan, brought his original PlayStation and the SmackDown game. And guess who didn't go to class for like 2 days? Like everybody at the station. We were all just like playing SmackDown on his PS1.
Bring that a little closer to you.
Like this?
Yeah.
Like this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Jamie, can you turn his audio up? Thanks. Listen, I know that they have Fortnite skins already, right? They've already done this before. But expanding the whole WWE universe into that thing.
Oh, fun.
And making it a major focus for them to market is huge.
It also translates extremely well. You know, like imagine your skins, you have a skin of The Rock, Roman, Cody, you know.
I think you have some of those guys already. Yeah. But listen, it is going to cater to a whole different audience.
Oh, yeah.
You know, my son loves Orange Cassidy. Mm-hmm. Do you know why? Because they were on that Flora's Lava game.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay? My son loves Orange Cassidy. He went to his first AEW show, to the Hammerstein Ballroom.
Huh. That was so much fun.
With his godfather and me.
Yeah.
We had a blast.
Boys' night.
Boys' night. We had a boys' night. Awesome. We'll talk about that, too. But I thought it looked tremendous. I thought that open was great. Again, we're going to talk about the wrestling also. But as far as a visual goes... We said this in 2021 when we went to that show in Vegas.
Yeah, SummerSlam.
When we went to SummerSlam. And that was still such a half-assed operation because they were just becoming the stadium-based product.
Comparatively, right?
And we thought at that time, oh, man, this is a whole different experience than what we're used to.
Yeah, absolutely.
And listen, I've gone to wrestling shows my entire life. It was just evident... In a modern stadium, what they are attempting to do. It is no longer about wrestling and blood feuds. Obviously, that's part of it, but it's my wife said it perfectly last night. We were watching this. She goes, this isn't wrestling. I said, what is it? She goes, it's a spectacle.
It is a spectacle. And you know what?
She's right.
That if you look at it from that perspective, and this is, I'm sure you, I feel like you felt the same way, where you got about 2.5 hours. There wasn't a whole lot of wrestling, but I didn't mind it. Because of the spectacle.
I didn't mind it because of the spectacle. Because everything was boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, so much to look at.
So much to look at.
And I, they upscaled to 4K, right?
I don't know. I need an answer here. Because I was told straight up that they are not doing 4K.
That's fascinating. Okay? Because like I guess it's such a clear image. Because like when The Rock comes out and he does the goosebumps thing, you could see the pores on his skin. They all got muscles,
I don't know
way.
If they were doing some sort of upscaling. They were doing some sort of, you know, like... YouTube TV has something called 1080p enhanced.
Okay.
Where they gimmick it up a little bit.
Mm.
Okay. I don't know if it was manipulation of like higher bit rate versus you know, some sort of upscaling.
Yeah.
I don't know, but it looked ridiculous. The cameras that they're using are definitely higher quality 4K cameras. I don't know if this was a 4K stream, but just to let people know, do you know what the SmackDown feed was on Fox? 720p.
Really?
I want people to... Fox is still 720. They're not 1080.
Huh. That's fascinating.
Because it's still that argument on cable, that 1080i, because it's... I'm going to get what the techie here. 1080i interlaced, right? They cannot do progressive.
Mm-hmm.
They cannot do 1080p. They can only do 1080i with cable. YouTube, however, does not do interlaced YouTube TV. It's progressive scan. So it's 1080p.
MG's 1080p.
You're getting a little boner here with my tech talk? You know, that's how we found me, this stalker.
MG is straight up 720 all day.
He's like, yeah, let's talk about bitrate.
Can we take a quick chat?
Super chat? Yeah, let's do it.
All right, let's see. It was just a statement.
Yeah.
Ten Ruza says, this was not a good show. Nothing happened. Having Riyadh and Hogan on the mat and him in person... Man, Fed is going to Fed. WWE is just ridiculous now.
This is what it is. Listen, the Hogan thing, I think, you know, they should have, if they were going to bring him out, maybe they should have done it in New York, where they would have been a little bit more welcoming.
No. I think the New York crowd would have booed him.
I don't think so, dude.
I think it should have been somewhere else or not at all. You know, did you think he had this conversation backstage where he was like, you know, guys, you know who I support, and you know what day it is. Should I go out there? Should I go out there and hawk this beer? And they're like, yeah, Hogs, do what you got to do. And he went out there, and he got effing booed out of the building.
Yeah.
But like you said, he stuck the landing. He pushed through.
Dude, he pushed through.
He pushed through.
He Hoganed.
He Hoganed.
You
he
know? Rallied.
He did look a little upset as he was stomping back to the backstage area. Did you know when Jimmy Hart takes off his glasses, it's just two black pits?
It just glows, mm-hmm. dude.
He pays for the sins of Hogan.
Yeah. Yeah. He's the hungering one.
You were going to say.
You know, this is the time of the day where I get all the deranged messages.
Yes.
And they're all coming in at the same time, so I'm so sorry.
Why not? Okay. Well, I said this as soon
Why
as
not?
I got here. Why not Shawn Mikey's?
Why not Shawn Mikey's?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I think, obviously, they did that deal with Hogan's Beer Company, right?
Yeah.
And I do.
Did you try the beer? I haven't had it.
No, they don't have it here yet.
Yeah.
I have no problem trying it.
Yeah, me neither.
Listen, dude. Listen,
it's just beer.
Listen. The character of Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
Okay? And mm-hmm. I'm not doing this like, oh, can you separate Chris Benoit from... I'm not doing that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But as a child of the 80s.
Yeah.
There's something very warm about the character of Hulk Hogan.
100%. Yeah.
You know, is the man flawed? Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. Severely.
Not Hulk Hogan, the character.
Terry Bullet.
The other thing is, you know, a whirlwind of chaos.
I have such a different, like, I don't know. I look at people like. I don't keep everybody at my value level.
Right.
You know
right,
what
right,
I mean?
Right.
I'm like, is it disappointing to hear that? You know, to hear the stuff about it?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, 100% it's disappointing. But I'm not gonna let it ruin my childhood.
Right.
You know?
No, yeah. I mean, like, that stuff is beyond.
It's a cartoon. You know? That's how I see it. It's a cartoon.
It's a cartoon, yeah.
But he got booed relentlessly by that Los Angeles crowd.
Did you expect that?
I was surprised.
I was also surprised.
Yeah, yeah. Because WWE fans, normally, they'll be like,
Oh,
a severely flawed human being? Okay. You know?
But it was just, listen, it was just weird placement. And hang on, we got like a follow-up super chat from the same guy, Ten Ruza. Also, after Omega Kid, this was going to be trash. I mean,
yeah,
come on.
Let's go back to what I was saying.
Yeah.
I view WWE as a very different product than what AEW is. And last night was evident of that. Okay?
Yeah.
I don't know what to describe this as. I've said this is no longer professional wrestling. This has become what Vince always wanted, and that's sports entertainment, where all the rules are out the window, right? All those things that we were told is a rule in wrestling and this is how it's supposed to be. It's out the window. In that opening promo, Triple H says, a heel or a face, or you don't know if it's a work or a shoot, and they show the pipe bomb.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's gone, dude. That veil has been eliminated. Mm-hmm. It's gone. This is Disney on ice.
This has
become a live theatrical. It's Broadway.
This is the most. Do you think this is the most corporate it's been?
Oh, yeah. This is.
It has to be, right?
This is. Listen, I'm able. Like, we spoke about the Hammerstein Ball. That is the wrestling that I love.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want to sit in a fucking opera building.
Yeah.
Amphitheater, an opera theater, and I want to watch Bryan Danielson.
Oh yeah,
just put someone in a submission move for like 10 minutes straight.
Yeah, okay? Absolutely.
That's what I like. I also like other things, but that you want me to tell you myself? I like the Benoit style. Yeah. I like the Danielson style. I love Omega.
That's the third
I like
Benoit Will reference you've made today.
Oh, I can't. No. I said it twice. I can't say it a third time. It's not good. What happens? Especially don't do it in the bathroom. The lights off.
Brother.
I have a very specific style that I like. That doesn't mean that I can't enjoy this if I'm watching it.
But again, it's, you know what it is? Like, name two cop shows. Name two cop shows.
Name two, like, Live PD and Cops.
Okay.
Like that kind?
No, I meant like a drama.
See, SVU.
Let's say SVU and The Wire.
And The Wire, great. Right?
Where you're like, I watch The Wire, that shit's the bomb. And then, you know what? That's okay. It's the same premise, but it's done differently.
Yeah.
That's wrestling.
Listen, it will never be everything you want it to be because wrestling is so much larger now. It's no longer regional where you watch a specific style. This has become the circus. And it is wild. I mean, here's another super chat. It's wild that Vince is gone, but his dream came true. Absolutely. Yeah. Because he built the foundation for this. This is what his version of wrestling is.
Also, okay. Issa's in the chat room, by the way.
Yo, big up.
Say hi. Mwah.
Shout out to Issa. Shout out to Issa.
So,
one of my favorite people in wrestling media.
Same here.
Like top, I would say top three.
Yeah, for sure.
The other two, me and you.
Yeah.
Did
Let's anybody... just talk about ourselves.
Hold on. I put you on the air. Did you just boo me?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, because I thought I was on that.
Oh, stop talking. He's off now.
Yeah.
Robin. Robin.
He's. We got to get the giggles out of it. We haven't done this in like 6 weeks.
Done a show. I'm sorry. You're getting a Matt Men light today.
Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with that.
No, listen. This show is all over the place.
I think people tune in to this show hoping.
They get wrestling.
It gets Matt Men. It gets Matt Men-y.
Oh, I'll get Matt Many. Check these out.
I like that. Dude. Well, we got a nice...
He said the glasses that Hogan was wearing, right?
Oh.
Like, ooh, brother.
Like he was trying to hide from the crowd.
You don't know who I am.
Like a kid. If I put these on, they can't see me, brother.
Oh, was this a mistake? Brother, was this a mistake? Oh, I don't know. I don't know anymore.
Yeah. You think Triple H was back there like... I don't know what to
say. I think they laughed at it all, but I'm sure they're not happy about that advertising deal, whatever they did, that's going to be on the map now.
They booed Netflix, basically.
They booed Netflix.
They ripped that shirt off. They were like, boom.
They booed Andre.
They booed Netflix. I think that was his spin on trying to get the crowd back.
Yeah.
You know, like mentioned Savage and mentioned Andre.
No,
then nobody gave a shit.
He should have turned, dude.
He's like, you know what?
You know what he could have done? The ultimate turn. He should have ripped that shirt, and that other shirt would have been underneath.
the shirt that he was wearing when he got off the plane.
When he got off the plane.
Was this a good idea?
Yeah.
Was this a good idea?
Oh, boy.
I'm sorry. We got to get the Googles out. Again, this is something different now. And, you know, thank God we have AEW. Thank God we have New Japan. Thank God you have TNA. Because guess what? You have another option. If this, you don't want to watch this for 3 hours every single week. It's fine. That's free. That's good for you. Listen, I watched it. I would say this was the most enjoyable Monday Night Raw I've watched in a long time.
Same
because
here.
The presentation was so big and over the top. Mm-hmm. And I hope that they continue with this because if they continue with this, they've really transitioned wrestling into something else. And I'm willing to bet everybody else is going to follow.
I 100% agree with you. And I also think they did a really neat thing where you see at NBA games. Where at the commercial breaks, they were showing all the celebrities in the audience, you know? Macaulay Culkin got pop in the night.
I thought Topanga did great too.
But they didn't mention Will Friedle, who's sitting right next to her. Corey's brother.
They didn't mention, no.
No, they didn't mention him. They just said Topanga.
Topanga.
Just said Topanga. But, you know, like cutting back, like an NBA game, coming back from a commercial and being like, oh, look who's in the crowd tonight. It's Adam Sandler. Yeah. You know, like.
And listen, it's not going to happen at, like, wherever other state. New York, Los Angeles, mostly sure. LA. It'll happen.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I thought this was, where are they next week? They are somewhere good next week.
I'm not sure. Fluffy was there.
Fluffy was there.
Fluffy's always there.
Yeah, where are they next week?
So
what building?
I think we're still talking about the opening of the show, too,
I know,
which is
yeah.
nuts.
But look how the show started, mm-hmm. right? Triple H comes in, does his thing. They go to a video package. Then Dwayne comes out.
Yeah, fantastic.
Which he was not in character.
No.
They're in San Jose next week.
Great.
No promo, no nothing. Shout out to Cody in the front row, mm-hmm. smiling, hugging, kissing. I what are they doing?
Yeah.
And then they go into the main event.
Yeah, exactly.
Roman Reigns, Solo Sikoa.
Straight up main event. We got another super chat from Tenruza. Thank you. Go cleanse your palate and watch New Japan Wrestle Kingdom, Wrestle Dynasty. That was all. Yeah, listen, fantastic. We're going to talk about that.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about all that stuff. It's beautiful. So your main event, which could have been a main event.
I mean, you had two main events on this. You had two mega main events. This could have been a main event in any other show. Roman Reigns, Solo Sikoa, Tribal Combat for the Ula Fala.
Yeah. Thanks for pronouncing that correctly. I was a little worried
Ula
about
Fala.
Myself.
Yeah.
Ula Fala.
Ula Fala. Yeah, Tama Tonga, Jacob Fatu, The Uso, Sami Zayn, all would interfere. It was a big schmaz at the end. Big, like a WrestleMania ending.
Yeah.
Kevin Owens would attack Roman until Cody would come out. And it ended up, they brawl into the crowd. Roman wins. The Rock comes out, presents him with the Ula Fala.
Did you think he was going to put it on himself?
I thought he was going to turn.
Was there like 2 seconds of
well,
him
he
being
did
like,
say that he is a tribal chief multiple times.
Yeah, they kept announcing it too. Michael Cole did a phenomenal job last night with every single call he made, trying to bring this new audience over into what exactly they're doing. Not that.
Yes.
Stop.
Sorry.
Are you just talking to MG?
I'm just talking to myself. Yeah, I'm messaging him. I thought it was fine, you know? Listen, that was the first match, and they had so many things going on, and I'm dying to know what number they announce. I'm willing to bet it's going to be something insane. They're not going to announce like 3 million, 4 million.
Yeah, yeah.
There was a lot of conversation yesterday also is the importance of this, because they keep saying it. We're global. This is a globally reaching product.
Yeah.
And a lot of people said, like, listen, they've been talking about that since the 90s. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
With over 5 million countries, you know, around the world.
Yeah.
But that was on TV.
Right.
It wasn't here.
Yeah.
It's never been here. Money Night, the rest, you know, and here's something for like Americans to realize is most countries that are consuming content outside of the United States, outside of, you know, Canada, they're consuming it on a phone.
Yeah.
And they know that. They've seen that analytic.
Oh, yeah.
There's a much bigger reach to have Netflix on your phone and to be able to watch it. Versus being on the USA Network, how are you watching it on the USA Network on the go? You can.
Right.
You can. But do you?
Right. And it's there. It's just always there.
It's always there. So this is going to be a gigantic number, whatever they announce. And that's the whole point of this.
Yeah.
They showed.
Did you get ads?
I got ads, yeah.
I got a shit ton of ads.
But they're all on ads.
Yeah. I think next time maybe a VPN.
No, wouldn't you? Everybody have ads?
No,
they don't. What do they got?
A couple of people were tweeting us yesterday that they were using VPNs and they weren't getting ads.
What were they getting? Nothing.
Nothing.
Like the action,
just like straight up action. Yeah, because they would
really.
That's the one thing that I was just like a little oddball about was like they just cut right into they cut the action.
Now, can you pay to not have ads?
If you have Netflix, yeah, but I have that tier and I still got ads.
I mean, I wasn't bothered. It's commercials. Yeah.
It's fine. It's just a minor gripe. John Cena comes out.
Oh, yeah. So this happens. And Cena comes out.
Very long-winded promo.
Very long-winded promo. He's like, I don't know. He goes, I haven't won a match in 2,000 days.
Yeah.
I'm like, that can't be right. It was a singles match on TV. He hasn't won in 2,000 days. A singles match on TV.
Yeah.
He's on house shows. He's on plenty of stuff. This is his last run. He declared himself for the Royal Rumble.
Great.
Great. Are we going to get Cody and John Cena? Is that the match for his 17th time or 16th, whatever the hell time?
I wouldn't mind Cody's. I wouldn't mind anybody seeing it.
Did he tie Flair's? I can't remember
now. They're keeping him at 15.
No, he's at 16. Tied Flair's. I mean, listen, if there was ever a moment for John Cena to win the title, it would have to be there.
Yeah. And then what? Give it up on Monday?
No, I mean, you could defend it a little bit and he drops it to somebody.
So is the retirement tour from now until WrestleMania?
No, it's for a whole year.
It's until December.
Next December.
Okay. So he could, you know what? I could see them put the belt on him again. But which belt? Do you get Cena? Cena versus Gunther?
WWE title.
Yeah?
Yeah, put the big one.
Okay.
Why not?
Put the Cody title on.
Put the Cody title
Cody on. Cena, I think, would be phenomenal. I do want another Cena Punk.
I know that both have advocated for that, and I spoke to people there, and I know that they want that match to happen. That's a priority match. Mm-hmm. I know that they want. Listen, do we get thrice in a lifetime?
I think you get thrice in a lifetime.
You know, do we do that? There's so much that they could do here.
I think.
Oh, look at this! If you get NordVPN, and you can get NordVPN/Fightful. Do you need me to plug you in?
Yes, please.
Here, hold on. Watch me disappear. Hold on.
Well, we're saving that for Friday. We have an illusion plan for Friday.
Oh, yeah. We planned the magic trick for you guys on Friday. You guys are going to love it.
If you get the VPN, you can get ad-free because it's ad-free international.
Yeah. So Cena comes out. He does his thing. He's now declared for the Royal Rumble. I'm sure he'll be in Elimination Chamber.
Yeah.
And they'll do a whole thing. Rhea Ripley comes out.
Phenomenal.
Liv Morgan. This went about 9 minutes, and this was the second match. Ripley wins the women's title.
Great
she looks
match.
Fantastic. What an entrance for her.
What
huh?
a presence.
And that was a moment. I looked at my wife. I'm like, check this out.
Yeah.
Everybody's a freaking star now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That entrance, like, if this is the first time I'm tuning in, I got to put it on for my kids because they were dying to see it last night. It's the first time I'm tuning in, and I see this. I mean, I don't even know how I would describe Rhea Ripley.
Right.
Just this impressive.
Force of nature?
Force of nature.
Yeah.
With that big entrance, come out and do her whole thing. I was awed by it. Listen, I'm a production guy. I love that kind of shit.
Yeah.
It just makes everything bigger than ever.
Oh, yeah.
She looked great. She wins the title. You hear the gong. Here comes American Badass Undertaker.
For 2 seconds.
Why didn't he offer her a ride? I thought she was going to get on the back.
I thought she was going to get on the back also. I thought it was very interesting how you had Taker just circle the ring and then leave and then be like, do the thing with me.
Again, it's a spectacle. Mm-hmm. It's a spectacle.
But you know what? That was cool. I honestly thought people were like going nuts because they were like, Taker's going to do something. Like he was going to say, I got one more left in me.
I love how Taker didn't get booed.
Nah, he's Undertaker. I think there's a big difference because you don't really know the guy.
Have you listened to his podcast?
I know. But I don't go out of my, I see that. I don't go out of my way to ruin my childhood.
Yeah.
Undertaker.
You didn't see Trump on there and they were talking about wrestling like it's real?
Fantastic. That's right. Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
We live in a whole new world. It is like the timeline has kind of blended in. Everything has gotten wacky.
Do you think Hogan was like, how come you didn't get booed, bro?
Yeah, I'm sure he did.
And then Taker would have been like, I'm on a motorcycle. Can't boo a guy on a motorcycle.
Yeah.
Too
it's illegal.
I'm in and out.
It's illegal. Chad Gable would. So here's something that happened. Chad Gable would interrupt an interview with Adam Pearce.
Mm-hmm.
Saying he wants to take on the best luchador in the world to prove he could. I guess they scrapped the Penta debut.
He was supposed to debut last night.
Right? He was supposed to, there was a Rey Mysterio match that was supposed to happen.
Interesting.
And he was supposed to debut, and they scrapped it.
Huh. Very interesting.
So that's next week. I mean, Penta's a fan. Is he the best luchador in the world? Who is the best luchador in the world?
Oh, I don't know, man. That's tough.
Vikingo?
I think people like to go Bandido? For Vikingo. I'm, you know, honestly, I'm going to go Phoenix.
Ray Phoenix?
Yeah. For my money, I would say, like, I'm a big Phoenix guy. But I like, I can't even remember his name.
I don't, Vikingo. Okay. I'm trying to ELP. Yeah. Okay. ELP, Vikingo. Who else?
Ray Phoenix. I can't remember the guy's name. They signed him to WWE last year. He opted not to go to AEW. MG, you know who I'm talking about, right?
I'm just like, Hetchinsero? Oh, dude, yeah, I would love to see Hetchinsero debut there.
Hetchinsero?
He's fantastic. Dragon Lee. Lee? Okay, Dragon Lee. Dragon Lee would be up there.
I had a brain fart. I could not remember the guy's name.
Some gold dude in CMLL.
There we go.
So that's next week. All right, cool. He's a great act. I'm hoping that act gets over. And I think WWE will be able to market the crap out of those masks and all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But is he going to be Penta? What are they going to call him?
I mean, you could call him anything, right? Like, that is in relation to that. Pentagon, Penta Zero, Penta.
He cannot be Pentagon. He cannot be Pentagon.
Oh, because of the...
CMLL. Yeah, AAA or CMLL. One of them holds it. He cannot be Pentagon.
I think
it's AAA.
I think they'll do him justice. You know, they're not going to change his name to, like... You know, Latin Fred or something like that.
Latin Fred would be fantastic. I would love Latin Fred.
Like that, those days are over. You know.
You know, it could be a Latin Fred.
The Freddy Japan days are over.
Andrade could be a Latin Fred.
Yeah, yeah.
Big time. Imagine my father is Latin Fred.
That'd be amazing.
My Dominican girlfriend.
That would be effing amazing.
Travis Scott. He helped Jey Uso to the ring. Travis Scott is doing the theme for Monday Night Raw now.
First time anybody smoked a joint on TV?
On Raw?
Yeah.
You know, they've alluded to it a bunch. I don't think anybody smoked the joint on live WWE TV.
This guy came out puffing and huffing.
He came out puffing and huffing.
And I think Jey was trying to yeet that smoke away from him.
No, I think he was trying to yeet the smoke to him. He was trying to yeet it to him.
What an entrance, though.
Great entrance.
What an entrance. Fantastic. Jay's entrance is that's another thing that WWE has cornered the market on, the interactive entrances. You know, like, people love that shit. People love doing this shit for Roman Reigns.
Yeah, yeah. They
love
this.
Doing that yeet. Yeah. Yeeting. It was fun.
Yeah.
This match, okay, fine.
Whatever. I was controlled mostly by Drew until the end. Jay got a roll-up victory. Roman was seen backstage with Paul Heyman.
Yeah.
And they introduced the WWE 2K25. It looks like he's on the cover because they shut the door and there was a sign. Also, Roman will be at the Raw taping on January 27th. Hogan came out after this, introducing the Great American Beer sponsorship.
Ah, man, how funny.
He's booed heavily.
Booed heavily. Somebody make a t-shirt. Promo. Somebody make a t-shirt of where it says crowd.
They did. They did. Yeah. Oh, they did.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Crowd boos. Did.
I only saw because MJ was like, hey, do you guys have the captions on? And I was like, no. Yeah. He's like, oh, you should put it on because, like, they describe everything.
Yeah. Crowd boos.
Crowd boos. So I put it on. Here's the main event. I mean, I thought it was funny that Punk and Seth came out after Hogan.
Right.
You know? Mm-hmm. CM Punk, Seth Rollins. Yo, Punk looked good.
Man.
I got to tell you, at the end, I was very concerned.
I thought
one of them got
busted
hurt.
Busted up, yeah.
Punk, he ate the GTS.
Yeah.
And so did Seth. Yeah. I mean, they made it look insanely gnarly. It was the same finish as Jon Moxley and CM Punk.
Really?
He picked them up twice. He powered through. Yeah, same exact finish.
I really enjoyed the match. I thought both guys have great chemistry. I like how they went into the history of their relationship, the history of the Shield. Actually naming Ambrose by name, because I feel like that's something...
They call him Ambrose or Moxley?
Ambrose.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's something that they never would have done in the past, you know? They would just, like, blur the last guy out or whatever. Like,
yeah.
He doesn't work here. But I thought they both gave it their all. Do you think this is, like, a different version of kayfabe where... Punk is like, I bet you people are thinking I'm going to get hurt. Let me make sure they think I'm hurt.
I think they all think that, you know? I think they all just adds another way to sell it, you know? But They went hard. I really liked that match.
It was a good match. Really good match.
What did people think of it? I'm curious what, you know, the overall. I read nothing online. I watched Raw like silently. I didn't look at any interaction. I didn't want my opinion to be skewed.
Half and half. I feel like because like I'll pop on a Twitter and make a dumb comment or something, but then I'd look at the feed and it would be or X. Sorry, I look at the feed and then it would just be like, this main event effing sucks.
Really?
And then it would be like, this main event's effing awesome. So it's, I feel like it's just down the line. Again, you don't know if it's a 10-year-old or a 90-year-old.
You don't know.
Behind that avatar that's not them, you know?
So I thought it was, listen, was there a lot of action? No. Did it need a lot of action? I don't think so. I enjoyed the match. I thought it was a fine main event. They're telling the story, obviously, of CM Punk going for that title.
Yep.
John Cena looking to go for that title. Drew McIntyre still in the mix. You have Gunther in the mix. You have Cody in the mix. You have Roman Reigns in the mix. There's the Rock thing covering over everybody.
Kevin Owens.
Goldberg's coming back. Kevin Owens is in the mix for the world title. So there's a lot of moving parts here.
Yeah.
A lot of moving parts.
But I also feel like, you know, going for the title should be, I feel like for a while, they kind of stopped pushing that story.
Yeah.
Where like guys who are like, no, I'm going for it. You know, I feel like it creates that sense of urgency and that sense of competitiveness that you want out of wrestling, not just like these belts are props, you know?
Yeah. I also think it's always difficult when you go from Wrestle Kingdom, and if that's what you consume, then that's what you watch.
Yeah.
And you watch that Kenny Omega Gabe Kidd match.
Ooh, Lordy.
And now you're watching this and you're going to be like, well, obviously it's not as good. No, obviously it's not as good.
It's different.
And it's a different. You're in a different building for a different reason, and you got to do different things. I thought it was fine. I thought it was a good match. I really enjoyed it.
Listen, I love the movie Taxi Driver. It's a very hard-hitting, crime-ridden New York movie, right?
Yeah.
But I also like White Chicks.
Great.
With the Wayans brothers, you know? Great. Like, you can love like it. Both. It's
you
fine.
Can like both.
It's totally fine.
Punk was tired.
Yes.
He was sucking wind. But, you know, he did a good match with Seth, and he got that match out of the way, right?
Great.
I'm sure they'll work again, but there's a couple things they want, and I think they're realizing that time is limited, especially with injuries and things like that, and they really want to get through with it.
Yes.
I think this was one of the matches that they really wanted to get through and present it on TV, and I thought it was great. Listen, Punk's going to get his main event. He's going to be in the main event for the world title.
That's
happening.
Stay healthy, buddy.
Okay? Just stay healthy. And you're going to get it.
They gave this guy the golden apple, huh?
Isn't that unbelievable?
Who's headlining that first Raw on Netflix? CM Punk.
Isn't that unbelievable?
Yep. Very unbelievable.
What a coup.
What a coup. They kept mentioning hell freezing over with his return.
I always said, you know, like, wrestling is obviously, like, story planning and booking and all that stuff is so important. But happenstance has been the story of professional wrestling.
100%.
1997, you know, Bret Hart signs that deal in 96. 97 comes. Vince can't afford him.
Right.
He goes to WCW in a terrible way. In a story-driven way. Mm-hmm. Goes to WCW. Shawn Michaels breaks his back.
Yeah.
Steve Austin is left with nobody. So what do they have to do? They have to elevate two people and Vince McMahon.
Right.
One is The Rock. One is Triple H.
Wild.
Right? So wild. It's and look at it now. CM Punk has to go there to AEW to be here today. And it has to end terribly.
Right. Exactly.
In a how does this happen type of moment. I mean, you really, it sometimes the universe guides you.
Yeah.
And it brings you to moments like this.
I do imagine in my dumb nerd head that, you know, everything's burning in AEW and CM Punk is in the rubble. And then all of a sudden a ladder from a helicopter drops down and it's Triple H in the chopper.
Oh my God.
He's like, come on up, boy.
All right. So a few notes.
Oh, real quick.
Yeah.
Glaring omission. No Shawn Michaels, no Steve Austin.
Steve was supposed to be on it, but I don't know what happened.
Okay.
So, a few notes. The Black Canvas had several advertisers, including Netflix, Great American Beer, Riyadh Season, and Cricket Wireless, including Fortnite. The show was shot in 4K with different camera angles without any cuts.
Okay, cool.
So, I guess it was 4K, which, fantastic. I'll find out.
Yeah, please, because again, like, we saw The Rock's goosebumps that had muscles.
The goosebumps did have muscles.
He also announced that everybody was his cousin at the end of the show.
You're all my cousins.
That was the prize for being there.
They made sure to show just about all of the roster at some point during the show, probably due to there being a new audience watching. Several celebrities in the crowd, like we said. The Rock did an IG reel where he was shown celebrating in the back. And he will be on NXT.
Tonight. You think he's going to come face-to-face with his daughter?
You think he's going to rock bottom her?
That'd be hysterical. So, I found this funny. I was giggling last night. So, The Rock is backstage. He's drinking whatever he's drinking, like a bottle of white wine or tequila or whatever. And then they show him hop in a car and, like, leave.
And leave, yeah.
Two things. One, they show this guy, he's drinking, he's inebriated, he's driving, right? Number two, this guy ain't driving his ass anywhere.
Yeah, why is he driving anywhere?
You know, like, he's not getting stuck in L.A. traffic. This guy drove that car for 10 feet and went, all right, somebody pick me up.
I like that The Rock gravitated towards, like, Hollywood and being this big movie star. Mm-hmm. And Steve Austin disappeared on his ranch with his cat.
Yeah, why not?
He's both living a happy life.
Yeah.
Got Poncho. Poncho the cat. They officially announced Royal Rumble to be in Saudi Arabia in 2026.
Imagine if Hogan made that announcement yesterday. I got news for you, bro.
Oh,
no. What did I do?
That was okay, right? Mm. At the beginning of the post-show, CM Punk was interviewed. As he was walking to the back and said, age is nothing but a number. And he's eyeing that title this year. Great.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Oh, he also mentioned Chris Bay and Chad Gilbert.
Very cool.
Yeah. New Year's Evil tonight. The Rock to attend. Fatal Influence versus Shotzi, Paxley, and Gigi Dolin.
Great.
NXT Heritage Cup, Sudden Death, Lexus King, and Charlie Dempsey. Sorry, my eyes. NXT Women's North American Championship, number one contendership match. Cora Jade, Stephanie Vaquer, mm-hmm. Lola Vice, Kalani Jordan. NXT Women's Champion, Roxanne Perez versus Julia.
Great.
I'm looking forward to that. Mm-hmm. And you have NXT Champion, Trick Williams, Obafemi, and Eddie Thorpe.
It's going to be great. You think Rock's going to be in the audience?
Yeah, probably in the main event, he'll play a part.
It would be hysterical if he was in the audience the entire time and just eating popcorn.
Let's talk about Wrestle Kingdom and Dynasty before we do our questions.
Oh, brother.
Okay. I liked Wrestle Dynasty way better than Wrestle Kingdom.
Same here.
I didn't hate Wrestle Kingdom, but it wasn't like... Listen, if it was a one-night event and they had these matches on this show, it would be a very different conversation to have.
Listen, it was a great show. Both shows were great. I think there is a lot of highlights more so in the second show than the first show. But listen, I'm super happy that Shota main evented with Zack Sabre Jr.
I thought. Did you like the match?
I liked it. I liked it.
Too long.
It was a typical Zack Sabre Jr. match.
It was listen, I really like Zack Sabre Jr., but 43 minutes with Umino, it was not the match. Mm. It went on too long. I didn't hate it. I really did like how big Hiromu is now.
Yes. Big Hiromu, ELP won the TV belt. Tanahashi beat Evil.
I don't get the Evil thing.
What's the retirement tour for Tanahashi?
This is last year, too, right?
This is last year.
Him and Cena. Final match.
I would love that. I would love it if it was like a weird one-off where it's like, he's like, I never wrestled Tanahashi before. And then they go at it.
I want to see him do Japanese style.
Me too.
I want John Cena doing enziguri.
Just chops and enziguris. I want to see John Cena do the running knee.
Oh, the V-trigger?
The V-trigger. I want to see him do the V-trigger on everybody.
Yeah.
Listen, I also think he would make Tanahashi look like a child
because he's so big
for some reason.
Yeah,
you know, Tanahashi's big, but I feel like Cena's like, you know, huge. Imagine The Rock wrestling in Japan right now.
I
biggest person on the planet.
You know, like I always wonder, like, why not do one?
Yeah, listen, it might happen.
Why not do one?
It might happen.
Right? Like,
there's that,
or you don't have that. You don't have that urge in you. You know, you don't feel like you should.
That's true.
Like I always wonder, like I would love. What would that do? You know, what would that do for you? Would that be something you're into? Probably not. I don't know.
I find that very interesting, too. So there is like a bubble of a rumor where in Tanahashi's retirement tour, there could be that match with Shinsuke Nakamura.
I would love that. Yeah, that would be great.
Awesome. And
yeah,
listen, why not? They let Nakamura have one of Muda's last matches.
They did, but in Noah.
In Noah. Okay. Yeah.
And he was just there. He was just in Noah.
So listen, that would be cool. I feel like we've been talking about a New Japan WWE thing for like a couple of years now. Might be time to pull.
They tried to make it happen a couple of years ago. They tried. So pretty much the story of this show was the long main event. Mm-hmm. I thought Yota Tsuji and Dave Finley was a fantastic match for the Global Heavyweight Championship.
Yes.
Something very special there with him. You got the
Takeshita, man.
Huh?
Takeshita.
Oh, dude, Takeshita and Takagi was incredible also.
Yeah.
Great. Fantastic. But the big story was the second night, Wrestle Dynasty.
Yep.
Momo Watanabe won the International Women's Cup, meaning she could challenge for any title in any of the promotions. I believe it's New Japan, CMLL, AEW. All right, cool. Sons of Texas defeated the House of Torture. This was Dustin's first time being in the Tokyo Dome since 1992, where he tagged with his father.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
1992.
He's wrestled in Japan quite a lot as Gold Dustin.
Did he do that?
Yeah.
He was Gold Dustin,
he was Gold
right?
Dustin, yeah.
Let's see. Gold Dust in Japan. Had to have been when he got fired, right?
Yes.
Gold Dust in Japan around 2007.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He was a big boy there.
I want to say he may have had a tag. I think he tagged with Hakushi against Muda and Tajiri.
It's possible.
Just like
it's very
weird.
Possible.
I love those matches.
Yeah. It's very. I think that's a realistic match to happen. Yeah, he was happy to be there. You know, he's at the end of his run, too. And I think that was great. It's for the Ring of Honor tag titles.
Yeah.
Main card, you got Ishimori winning the 8-man Lucha Gauntlet for the IWGP Junior Heavyweight Championship. You got Shibata and Tanahashi in a 5-minute slap chop match.
Great.
5-minute draw.
Great.
Again, that man still cannot wrestle there.
Yeah.
They will not clear him to do anything. So it's possible we'll get this match in AEW somewhere down the line.
Yeah.
Mercedes Moné defeated Mina for the Strong Women's Championship and the Undisputed British Women's Championship. So she has 4 titles now.
Honestly, I love this match.
I thought this was really good. It was not as good as Night 1's Azumi and the Azumi match.
I think this told a good story as far as Moné goes. But great match.
And Mayu. And Izumi.
Yeah. And you got to see Mina Shirakawa shine a little more.
Yeah, I thought this was fine. It was a shorter match, though.
Yeah.
It was a much shorter match. I thought this was good. I liked it. I think here's the thing about Mercedes, right? She got a lot of criticism.
Yeah.
But she's kind of found her flow again.
I agree with that 100%.
You know, she's enjoying this. I thought that was fine. Dave Finley defeated Brody King. This was a fun match.
Yep.
I like this, too. It was nice to see Brody there. Shota Umino defeated Claudio.
Great.
I don't know if Umino's going to play a part in this.
Listen, I feel like...
they were cutting a promo on him where he was like, you weren't ready for this. You weren't ready for the main event.
Yeah, I think the jury's still out. I feel like him getting that main event spot after less than 5 years is kind of cool.
Yeah, fine.
You know,
because
usually, like, you know, we would go back every year. I think we say the same thing. We're like, Wrestle Kingdom has been headlined by the same 6 people for a million years. But now that roster's gutted.
Naito.
Yeah.
Naito. Tanahashi. Okada. Omega.
Jay White.
Yeah, it's like the same. Yeah.
It was always the same guys. But now it's like, you know, like, I think they're trying their best to Ospreay. You know,
Ospreay.
I think they're trying their best now to figure out some new stuff, which is great. You know,
new people that won't leave.
Yeah.
You know, you got the Young Bucks winning the IWGP Tag Team Championship.
Awesome.
The vacated Tag Team Championship. They beat the United Empire and Naito and Hiromu.
LIJ.
Yota Tsuji defeated Jack Perry.
Awesome.
Whatever. It was what it was.
That's fine. But like, what an interesting card, huh?
Very interesting.
This is almost like an invasion.
Yeah. So here's where it gets interesting.
Yeah.
Kenny Omega, Gabe Kidd. Kenny looked like this. He's a machine.
Yeah.
He was incredible. the whole time. I mean, just absolutely incredible. Chris Charlton on commentary.
Yeah.
By the way, Chris Charlton suspended from New Japan for 2 months.
Yeah.
That was a little strange.
A little weird, right?
Okay, listen, it's one thing. Obviously, he's playing the Kenny's not our guy. He abandoned us. And Gabe Kidd came out with the New Japan trunks.
He had the lion mark on the trunks. And
this is our guy. This guy turned on us to go to another promotion to make more money when we needed him the most, right? If he had just said that, along with everybody else, and not only him, but others also.
Right, right, right.
This guy called Tony Khan a money mark.
Yeah.
He said that he's a money mark. He said that he essentially raided AEW and has done nothing. Look at what the hell has Okada done over the last year. What is, you know, all these people went to waste. Jay White and Okada and Will, they've all gone to waste. It was not approved. It very much, listen, I'm without saying too much, right? If he had said this and he was like, dude, I was playing, you know, the heel baby face. This is, I'm rah, rah, New Japan. I didn't mean anything, but there was a lot of truth in this for him.
Right.
This is how, and many people have, he's not the only one that feels that way.
Right.
And I think what he said out loud was how a lot of people have felt. And they needed to make sure that this is not a promotional stance.
This
guy went rogue here. Listen, you're it's a partner. Regardless of what you're doing, Tony Khan is a partner for him. And you want that kind of relationship. They're not on AXIS anymore, by the way.
Right?
They're not on AXIS, so they don't have a North American presence.
There's also a heavy weight on business relationships in Japanese culture.
Absolutely.
So with wrestling, you don't really know 100% what any true story is. But, you know, listen, it could have been easy as, like, he goes on the headset and goes, hey, I'm about to say this. Is that okay?
He also apparently made a joke about ELP's cancer. What was it? I heard that. What was it?
Yeah, it's
wild. Poor Rocky, by the way, was trying to defuse the whole thing on commentary.
That's wild.
He's sitting right there. Yeah. Listen, this guy, AEW's a partner of yours and your largest partner.
See, I watch.
Why burn that bridge?
I watch New Japan with Japanese commentary.
I do too.
So I do too.
I missed all of it. I watched the Japanese commentary.
It just makes it better. Yeah,
just makes it better.
Especially during. Listen, can we talk about that Kenny Omega Gabe Kidd match?
Yeah, incredible.
Oh my god.
Yo, incredible.
Guy was out for a year. Could you believe that?
And he almost died.
He almost died. He had
bad bout of diverticulitis.
He had that reconstructive surgery.
Did they do the surgery?
Yeah, he said he got 2 feet of intestines taken out.
The Brock Lesnar thing, huh?
Yeah. So, but that's a testament to what an athlete Kenny is.
Yeah.
And this guy looked like he did not miss a step.
Not at all. He looked incredible.
And also the fact that the crowd was so behind Gabe Kidd, and he brought such real emotion to the match.
He brought a lot of realness.
He had tears in his eyes the entire match. You know,
yeah, he did. I mean, Kenny was the story here, but holy moly, he made Gabe Kidd here.
And I think also he proved to the office that he's their guy.
Gabe Kidd, yeah.
Fact that he made the whole thing made Tanahashi cry,
crying.
Whew.
Tanahashi was crying.
Wild, wild. I never thought I'd see Tanahashi.
And
cry.
Unfortunately, Zack Sabre Jr. had to follow this. With Ricochet.
Terrible.
And Ricochet looked incredible in this match. Yeah. And it was a great match. It just, you know, you don't put this on after Kenny Omega's return. I really wanted to hear the Kenny Omega theme, the New Japan theme. I didn't want to hear that Final Fantasy thing.
Oh, I love it, dude. I love it. He had Nobuo Uematsu, the original composer, had a hand in it, too. Which is, listen, I'm a big Final Fantasy nerd. So
Fantasy VII was the last one I played.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what? If you're looking for a game to play, get the remake for PS5.
Of 7?
Yeah.
You know what I'm playing on my phone? Capybara Go.
What is that?
It's an RPG.
Is it about a capybara?
It's a capybara. Sweet. That's fighting in villages. Yeah.
I like that. What about the pickle?
Dude, I don't know. I don't know how that pickle game ended up on my phone. My kids downloaded it, and they constantly talk about playing the pickle game to everybody.
When we were coming back from AEW, Hunter was like, you have the pickle game on your phone. I was like, nah, I don't know what that is. And you were like, enough with the pickle game.
Let's do questions. Guys, get your questions ready. Submit them. We'll bump it up. Hit the super chat button. I got to buy MG some bagels.
Yeah. Oh, get you know what? You know what? MG.
Yeah.
You know what we're going to do? We're going to gold belly you.
Oh, yeah. We could send them bagels.
We can send them actual bagels. You know what a bagel is, MG? Have you ever had a bagel?
Hold on. I put you on the air. Have you ever had a bagel?
Is it too, okay. Is it too ethnic?
Yes, I have had
it's
a bagel.
It's a little too ethnic for him.
Oh, brother.
Oh, man. Right. I would have that joke would have continued on for another 3.5 minutes if this was Matt Men.
Oh, absolutely. We'll bring it back.
Yeah.
We'll come put a little bookmark in there.
Yeah.
All right. This is from
where
Paul.
Were you yesterday, by the way?
Yeah, dude. Where were you? You were awfully silent on that group chat.
Okay. He has one more year for his big plan.
He was backstage telling Hogan it's going
to
be okay.
Yeah, he was the one telling him it's fine to go out there.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it, Hogan.
All right, let's do questions, everybody. Oh, AEW card for tomorrow, for Wednesday. AEW World Title number one contenders match. You got a casino gauntlet. Kenny Omega returns. MJF to appear. Jeff Jarrett to appear.
Fantastic.
Oh, thoughts on Max?
I enjoyed it.
Me too.
I enjoyed it a lot.
Looked good.
It looked good. You know what? I didn't have it. No issues with streaming Raw yesterday. No issues with streaming AEW last week.
We're in the future, dude.
Fantastic.
We're in the fucking future.
I'm very excited about
that. I'm finally going to cancel my YouTube TV subscription.
Awesome. You've been talking about that for like
$100 a month?
That's why. And you have cable, too.
I could get Time Warner Cable.
Yeah. We'll go back in time.
I could go back in time.
But you have cable, right? You have
I have YouTube TV.
You have no cable.
That is my cable.
Okay.
YouTube TV's cable. But there's no SNY, okay?
Yeah, you need that.
So I can't watch the Mets.
You don't have New York One either.
I don't have New York One.
I'm such an old man at this point.
You watch New York One. I know, you talk about New York One constantly.
New York One's on the air like, all day.
I haven't watched New York One since I had Fios because they're only on Time Warner.
Mm-hmm. Listen, I need my updates on congestion pricing.
You need your updates. Dude, we've been getting that with Jonathan in the chat.
Mm-hmm.
He's melted down over the congestion pricing.
I know.
It's gotten to the point that our local representative, Vicky Palladino, is telling people to go purchase the green laser pointers and zap them.
I read that.
Isn't that wild? Isn't that wild?
Guys, if you don't even know what's happening in New York now.
They're charging us $10 to go below 60th?
That's insane, man.
That is crazy. Fuck that congestion pricing. I don't care.
That's wild.
I don't care. I'll fight you on that. Mm-hmm. I'll beat you up. I don't care. You want to get in my face over congestion pricing?
Well, plus you're getting...
I'll drown you.
You're getting... If you're driving in, you're also getting the $8 toll for the tunnel.
You got the toll for the tunnel. You got...
Yeah.
59th Street Bridge. That was your free access to get into Manhattan.
Yeah.
Now they got to charge you $9.
Isn't that insane?
I don't drive into Manhattan. I just want to let everybody know.
I do if it's a weekend.
Do you know how much it costs me now to go to Manhattan every single day?
$5.
No, it's like $20
day. What are you doing?
Long Island Railroad.
Yeah, get the city ticket. Oh, you take a peak, right?
I take a peak. So both ways.
Peak is $7.
Peak is $7.
Yeah.
And so then another $7.
14.
No, it's like $18.
Okay.
It's like $18. All right, what else do we have? Let's go to the questions. Submit your questions.
Paul Anthony Moss. Sorry. I'm not apologizing. Paul Anthony Moss, do you think AEW has anyone legit on Mercedes' level to book her? To book versus her for a really good feud, or they need to find someone from elsewhere to bring in.
Tony Storm.
I think it's presentation.
Yeah.
Mina, absolutely. I think Mariah May.
For
sure. Thunder Rosa.
Athena.
Yeah,
you do something with Athena.
Great.
She has some people. Mm-hmm. Just elevating everybody else to kind of get to that level.
Mm-hmm. Willow.
Willow. Yeah. Yeah, about right. Here's a chat. You live in Queens if your peak is only $7. Yeah.
Yeah.
Live in Queens.
City peak is $7. But which is weird because if you go on the app, you have the option of a peak ticket, which is like $11 or $12, and then a city peak ticket.
Oh, I don't do the city $7? Peak. I just do the regular one.
Do city peak, man.
I didn't know that's an option.
Yeah. That's how they get you.
That's how they get you.
Let's see. This is from Tenruza. Only thing that popped me was Across the Nation.
What is that? The song?
Yeah, I think so. Willow, sure. So we open up a can of worms. To see my daughter in Freeport both ways is $21.
Do it with the voice.
To see my daughter in Freeport ways is $21.
Yeah. It's insane.
Guys, hit us with some questions, man. Yeah. We haven't been doing this for 6 weeks, 6 months. We haven't been here for 6 months.
6 months, dude. A lot changed in the world.
Oh, man. Yeah. Give us your questions. We'll be here on Friday for Mad Men. I'm excited to be back. How about you?
Yeah. Yeah.
That was not.
I did Observer. Sunday,
yeah.
And I was rusty.
Yeah?
I was rusty.
Were you? Because
I had to do an hour by myself.
Oh, and it's still... Oh, yeah, and you had to go back to the format.
And no, I didn't, because the show did not go on the air.
Really?
On radio. They didn't have a producer. They were sick with COVID.
Oh, wow.
Is that still a thing? I make everybody go to work with COVID.
Just cough in my face.
Cough in my face. I don't
everybody
care.
Just
I'm
cough
immune.
In my face.
I went to the doctor this morning. They took my blood. Look at this.
Oh, yeah, how'd that go?
I got an old man joke, and sometimes it goes over. Most of the time it doesn't.
Sure.
I asked him when I could come pick it up. I'm like, hey, so when can I get it back?
Yeah.
And like, what do you mean? I'm like, my blood. I want it back. You took it from me. You're borrowing it to test it.
I need it.
I want it back in me. I want you to put it right back in me.
And what do they say?
And sometimes they, because I do it so stone-faced, if I go, like, my doctor's office, they found it funny today.
Mm-hmm.
But if I go to Northwell to get my blood drawn,
yeah,
they do not find the humor in that.
That's a new Hyde Park, right?
There's one right here.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Any questions or no?
I think that's it.
All right, that's it.
All right. You guys ruined it.
Oh, here's one.
There we go.
Should AEW change their creative plans to make Kenny the AEW world champion headed into Texas? Kenny Omega needs to become world champion. Mm-hmm. Does it become a bigger story for him and Okada to be for title?
Well, he cut that promo after Wrestle Dynasty, which...
That was a great promo,
which was a great promo. He's all bloodied up, the blood's drying, and he was like, you know, the god of pro wrestling is back. There's nobody else who could take my place. It sounded like he was calling out Moxley.
I think, yeah, I mean, if for a title, but you... I mean, the match in Texas is Okada-Omega.
It has to be.
No, it 100% will be.
Okay.
Do you need the title there?
Does Okada drop that belt to Kenny, and then Kenny becomes the belt collector again? Because I really enjoyed that angle, and it fizzled out.
I didn't enjoy it because of how it was presented. Because
he was like weird.
He was like weird suit.
Miami Vice Kenny?
Yeah. I did not want Miami Vice Kenny.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted this Kenny, and which we've never gotten on AEW.
Yeah. New Japan Kenny.
It's barely we've gotten this.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I think, but it's tough because, like, you know, you set up this whole angle with Mox, OC, Hangman, and Jay White.
What's happening outside?
And then I think there's a rave going on.
Well, they've landed.
No, I think it's upstairs.
They've landed.
Somebody's vacuuming.
Someone's vacuuming.
I think, you know, like they have this whole thing now where it's, you know, like your main event is Moxley.
Yeah.
OC, Jay White, and Hangman, right? And then all of a sudden, Kenny Omega shows up. Like, what do you do with that? Do they storyline-wise say, hey, you haven't been here for a year, you have to go back to the beginning?
I don't know.
You have to wait in line?
I would... Listen, you want to start shotgunning a little bit? Mm-hmm. Like, when's the next pay-per-view? Yeah, when is the next pay-per-view?
Yeah, what is the next pay-per-view?
February, and it's the Australia show.
Okay.
No, okay. The Australia show, right?
Oh, wow.
What do you do there? I don't know. Mm-hmm. You obviously have to have Jay White. And
does Jay White win it in Australia?
I don't know what you do with him, but I mean, I don't know, man. That the Australia one is weird to me because they don't really have a great reach there, and it's not a travel destination. No knock to Australia. I mean, I would love, that's great that they get into content, but I don't know what the was it a bot show? Did they get paid to go there? I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'm curious about this. So we'll see that. But you got that one. You got Revolution. You got you got pay per views going to Max.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So if this is your first pay per view on Max, would you want Kenny Omega to win the world title there? You know, there was a plan for Darby to eventually get the title. What do you do with that? He's not climbing, by the way, right? Darby's not going to climb.
He's not doing Everest. It's very interesting. I mean, like, I think...
Is that happening or is that not happening?
I think AEW's in a good spot, but, you know, like, it depends on how it's booked. Also, I don't know about you, but, like, they've been around for 5 years, right? I cannot tell you what the pay-per-view schedule is.
For them?
Yeah, I don't know when...
Well, they've added stuff now.
Like, I don't know when anything is anymore. I feel like all out or all in is in September.
Yeah, but they moved everything now. Right. Now everything is kind of spaced out a little bit.
Double or Nothing is traditionally in May, right? You
know, Grand Slam, Revolution, right. Double or Nothing, All In, All Out, Full Gear, World's End. Mm. What am I missing here?
You said Full Gear, World's End.
I'm missing something. I don't know.
Yeah, see, whatever. Exactly. Like I feel like I'm not the only one where it's like, you know, with WWE, it's a little easier because you have your big four.
Yeah.
And then everything else kind of fits into that puzzle.
Yeah.
You know?
It's obviously All In, All Out, and Double or Nothing. Those are their big ones. Right.
World's End. I feel like World's End's gotten bigger in the last.
Revolution is March. Dynasty. Oh, Dynasty. The other one.
Forbidden Door.
And the other one.
Double or Nothing.
Yeah. There you go.
In May. Okay.
There you go. Thank you. All right.
All right, cool.
We got some more here.
Let's see. This is from Paul Anthony Moss, hashtag AskBeyondTheBell. Where the heck is AEW going with Christian, his portfolio contract? So ready for him to cash in and be done with him having it. We laid this out, I think, the last time we personally talked about this.
What? Yeah.
So I think, and this is just a theory, I think Andrew agreed with me when I mentioned this. At some point, Cope beats Mox. Right?
Okay.
Christian cashes in on Cope. Loses to Darby.
Christian cashes it on Cope. Loses to Darby.
Yeah. Because I feel like that's the way to get like the belt
can.
On Darby.
They can, but I don't know. I think with Kenny now, it kind of changes everything.
Yeah.
I don't hate Christian having that cash in and hovering it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And now we know that Cope, hate that freaking name.
Do you? Are you of the mindset where you just hate it? It's easy.
I think it's fine. I think it's fine. I think if you call him Adam Copeland and then start calling him Cope as like John Moxley Mox, that's fine.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that. You can kind of get it over with more people saying Cope and it just becomes a nickname for him.
Yeah.
Christian Copeland will happen. I think Christian Copeland tag team will happen. Mm-hmm. Should he be the one that takes it off of Mox? Okay. And then we get what? Christian tries to cash in, maybe doesn't get it, or maybe does get it. Then you got Kenny and Edge.
Mm-hmm. I'm okay with that.
I'm okay with that too. And then that leads into something. There's a lot that they could do here.
Also, Kenny and Christian, you know, they had a great match a couple of years ago.
Yeah, for TNA title.
I think going forward, again, it's just a matter of the like. Listen, it's AEW is not terrible. I think people think it's terrible. You know, people love to poo poo. On AEW now, you know, like it's cool or some shit. Weird.
Listen, it's all you want to try this?
What's this? What is this? Oh,
yeah.
Very nice.
My wife's sourdough chocolate bread.
Can I not eat on air?
No, I want you to eat it on air.
All right. Can you take me off camera?
No. I need just on you. just on you. I forgot to do it. I didn't allow her to give you one.
It looks really, it smells really good too. Yeah, I don't know. What do you think? Where's Christian going with his little portfolio?
I don't know. We'll see what happens. I'm patient.
This is from Zachary Venero. When will we get Max ratings to coincide with Nielsen?
No, because they don't participate in Nielsen.
Interesting.
I think Max needs to start putting some numbers out.
Sure. This is from FCN Toby. What was your highlight from the AEW weekend at Hammerstein?
Oh, dude. Sunday.
Sunday. Going
I brought my son.
Going with Hunter.
Yeah, we and a secret boy that we can't mention hung That's out right. with us.
That's right. I love that secret boy.
Secret this boy that cannot be mentioned.
That was mad fun.
Yeah, it was a blast.
That was a really good time.
He had a blast. He was dressed as Orange Cassidy because that's his favorite wrestler in AEW. Because he saw him on Floor's Lava.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very adorable, by the way.
He was great. He had a great time. We saw so much great stuff. We got to see Okada. We saw Will Ospreay.
I got to see Okada twice.
You got to see Okada twice.
Which is pretty sweet.
Oh, yeah, because you went on Saturday.
I went on Saturday, and I was also like, I probably shouldn't have left my house that weekend. Like, I was like dealing with like a bad chest cold, and I made it worse 100%. I got like the goop the next day. Oh. I was just like, I'm dying. Also, like me taking like going all the way down and taking pictures by ringside.
Yeah. You made your way down.
A lot of fun. I've got it down to a science at this point. Yeah, I just do that and that's it. And they go, no problem. But we did get reprimanded.
I got reprimanded also
at Collision.
Yeah, Justin Wang. I went to go see my buddy Justin Wang, and I got yelled at.
What are you doing here?
I'm like, don't you know who I am?
But great, what a great venue to see.
Oh yeah,
a show.
Fucking opera theater, dude.
Great venue to see wrestling. Everything was banging. The shows were nice and tight.
They look great on TV.
Look great on TV. Even better. I feel like for AEW, that's the perfect venue.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, yeah. The crowd was into it. Like it was cool. Let's see what we got here. From Cadillac Carson, do you think we're getting Goldberg versus Gunter?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
Sure. Is Goldberg taking that belt?
No, I don't think so. I mean, what do you do? Where do you do this match?
I feel like this is just an oddball match.
Is it a Saudi match?
Sure. Yeah, why not?
I want to see him have more than one match. Listen, I have no problem Goldberg coming out there, spearing people every now and then, and then going home. You know? Sundberg's a big boy now.
Yeah, Sundberg's big, man.
He's not that chubby little boy.
No.
He's not the Rizzler.
The Rizzler was there also.
Yo, we saw the Rizzler.
Was he there? Was he there at the...
No. The other ones were.
AJ and Boom Dad were there, which is hysterical. Dad. I had to, like... My boy Tony was out at, like, a nice dinner, and I FaceTimed him, and he immediately picked up and was blown away. He was just like, oh, shit. The Boom guys. Let's see. What are your 2025 wrestling predictions?
Oh.
Some kind of New Japan WWE thing.
Do you want a really bad one?
Maybe a one-off. Sure.
This is no scoop.
No scoop.
Vince will be mentioned on TV.
Okay. Yeah. On Raw.
SmackDown, Raw, WWE.
Sure.
He will be mentioned on television.
Okay.
That's a prediction I have.
That's very vague. That's very Nostradamus-like.
Yeah. That. I mean, I'm doing. You know. Want me to ward?
I want you to ward it. Whoa.
My eyes just roll back.
Uh-huh.
Kenny Omega wins the title.
Okay.
CM Punk wins the title.
Okada wins the title.
Okada wins the title.
Mm-hmm. Who wins the Rumble?
Ooh. John Cena.
John Cena wins the Rumble. I'm thinking they go...
Or Punk. Or maybe Punk.
I'm thinking they go old school. They do double elimination, Punk and Cena.
Jeff Jarrett?
Double elimination, Punk and Cena.
I would love that.
Right?
I would love that.
Then you have the
And
match.
Then Hunter comes out like this. And then he tears his quad.
Does Hunter wrestle this year?
That guy's had a pacemaker.
Yeah. Doesn't Flair have one too or no?
Flair's Flair. I mean.
Is Flair having his last match this year?
I don't think he's going to wrestle. No. I don't think that's happening. I think he wants it to happen. I think he's toying with people. I don't know. All right, give me another one.
Cadillac Carson, is that a drone outside your home? I heard there are large drones in New Jersey or somewhere.
Yo, I saw one in Bayside. I saw the drone.
Yeah.
I have a theory on the drones.
What's the theory?
Yeah. I don't want to say.
All right.
It gets a little too nutty.
You know what I haven't seen in a while? A good blimp.
I haven't seen a good blimp in a long time.
I haven't seen a blimp in a while. It was always a treat where you're like, oh, shit, a blimp.
I want a blimp. I want them to come back. Zeppelins need to come back.
Zeppelins. Like,
you know, in another world. Right, we were talking about that split happenstance.
Yeah,
if that Zeppelin didn't crash in New Jersey, air travel would have been very different.
I think something would have happened. That thing was filled with hydrogen, man.
Listen, may not have.
All right, very interesting.
Could you imagine just air cruises
that were all like steampunking?
We're all steampunking around. Come here, get in my Zeppelin.
Steampunking and dancing in the sky? No thanks, Armand. Hot take, Kenny should join the Death Riders.
No, I want him to be... I don't want him to be part of any group.
Yeah.
Just give me him alone. They had a good year blimp at Raw last night.
Nice.
There you go. Nice. Nice.
Simeon says Brisbane paid them, and ticket sales being poor meant they had to downgrade venue.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I thought that was a big ask to do a stadium show there.
Yeah. It's from Ed Toro. What if John Cena gets injured during this retirement tour? Do they restart it next year? You would think so, right? Like, God forbid this guy gets hurt.
Yeah, they would have to. They would have to.
I'll be back next year.
Is that Ed Torosian, the famous lie detector expert?
Yep.
Yep, I knew it.
SkyTel Wrestling, any more word on Fox Shockwave additional program?
Nothing. There's no word on it. There's nothing more to add other than whatever was said months ago.
Okay. Paul Anthony Moss, TNA looks like they're taking a big hit to the roster with lots of contracts expiring, but they have booked bigger arenas than usual for some shows in 2025. What is their master plan?
I don't know. I think they need to get better TV.
Yeah.
They'll do well in that UBS show. You want to go in July?
Yeah, absolutely.
They're running UBS in July.
I'm always a yes.
I'll message Lance. I'm going to message Lance.
Sure.
Can we hang out with you?
Lance Archer?
Lance Storm. All the Lances. Give me another Lance. Do you know any other Lances?
I don't. I've never met a Lance in my personal life.
You've never met a Lance in your
never
personal
met a
life?
Lance in my personal life.
Me either.
Interesting.
Except for one.
Who?
Lance Storm.
In person?
No, never in person.
I'm saying in person.
No. He's an ECW guy that has not yelled at me in person.
Okay.
Only.
Fair.
Via text message every Sunday.
Okay. Why are you saying Shawn Mikey's?
Why are you saying Shawn Mikey's?
Let's see. Oh, Armand was at the show.
Was he?
Yeah. Said I enjoyed Hammerstein. Osprey versus Brody was a banger.
He didn't even come up to us.
No. Let's see here. What's their master plan? What's TNA's master plan? I think they still need that WWE connection.
Yeah.
You know, because I felt like there was something percolating. Do you think we're going to see a lot of TNA guys show up at the Rumble this year?
Probably. We'll get a couple.
Ziggler?
Yeah, why not?
Ziggler? Does Cardona come back?
Why not?
All right. This is from Meet Normus. Have you all thanked our new Overlord Netflix today?
Yes.
In 2025, I will watch less Raw if we're doing four matches in 3 hours and having random celebs waving.
Well, welcome to the new generation.
Exactly. Have you heard anything about Camille?
No, nothing. But I've been out of it the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
I'll be scooping around starting next week.
Scooping and drooping.
All right, let's wrap it up after this.
Who are the big free agents this year?
Who is a free agent this year? I don't
know. That's a really good question.
That's a great question. I got to look. I have a spreadsheet, actually. I could look in.
How long does Mox have on his deal?
I think a couple more years.
Another couple more years, right? Boy, that Shield reunion is going to rock.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
It's going to happen. It's going to happen. This is if that happens, what
a shift.
What long-term storytelling.
Yeah, what a shift.
You know, because they still, as evident by last night's Raw, they still maintain that Shield stuff from 10 years ago.
Yeah.
It's very fascinating. Oh, he said, I did not want to intrude while you were there with your son.
You should have.
Yeah.
No intrusion.
Do you see any movement on Collision's night of the week? I know it's nutty, but I think they should experiment with Monday nights post-NFL season. No wrestling on cable on Monday leaves an opening.
I know there's a lot of people that talk about that openly. I don't know what a reality it is for them to move it and what WBD wants. I have no idea.
Yeah.
I really don't know. Saturdays is a weird day.
Yeah.
But they did 600 and something thousand viewers.
Yeah.
On that, on Collision a couple of weeks ago. So, you know, that's a great number to do.
And Collision's been really good lately.
It's okay. Mm. It's a fun show.
Yeah.
I think once they figure out the identity and, like, the balance of this, they'll be fine. You know, a lot changed in this company.
Yeah.
This was a company that was doing four pay-per-views a year with the roster that they had.
Yeah.
With one show a week for 2 hours. Then they added Rampage, which added another hour that they had to program. Then they added Collision, another 2 hours. CM Punk left. Cody left. They added more pay-per-views.
Yeah.
So the entire booking philosophy has shifted totally. Very rapidly, too.
Yes.
They didn't have time to kind of settle in here.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think this year they're gonna figure out something.
They got it.
You know, listen, companies go through ebbs and flows all the time. Mm-hmm. Are they in a down period? Attendance wise, yeah. Viewership wise, yeah. Financially, no way. Financially, it's astronomical what they're doing.
Yeah.
or will be doing. 2 years of bad booking or 2 years of a decline in perception, whatever you want to, however you want to see it,
right, right,
does not represent your company. There is time to turn it around. One hot angle changes everything. We saw that in WCW. We've seen that in WWE. And that's what they need. They need to figure out what that is that's going to get the eyeballs back.
They need that little spark for like something major, you know? Pro Wrestling Unlimited says Jordynne Grace is free in a few weeks. See, now...
Yeah, I think she's a big get for WWE.
I think so, too. I think, listen, there was a question before of who's a viable opponent for Mercedes. I think if Jordynne Grace flips it and signs with AEW, that's who you face. That's who you put a... That's who you put in a feud with Mercedes.
Okay.
Right? After it was from FCN Toby, after Raw last night, it's a good question. We can end it here. After Raw last night, would you rather go to the Netflix debut or a Raw in 98 with the less modern style arena?
After Raw last night, would you go to the Netflix debut or a Raw from 98 with less modern style? Oh, what would I go to?
That's tough.
Well, I'll tell you, Monday Night Raw in 1998 was not that fun because of all the signs. I mean, listen, I went to a lot of Raws and SmackDowns, 98, 99, 2000, 2001. I've experienced it. I would like to experience this Monday Night Raw.
I'll agree
with
you.
Like, last night's Monday Night Raw, I would love to experience.
I agree with you. Also, like, you know, a Raw in 98, like, you're there for Austin.
Listen, they're at the Garden. They're at the Garden in March.
Yeah.
Okay?
You're there for Austin in 98. I watched the 98 Rumble with my buddies the other day.
So good.
And it was really good, obviously. But what the downside that we always forget about is, you know, you had like DOA running around and just like a bunch of guys who Austin just stuns all day, you know?
It's a different time. Yeah. I don't know. I love that era. But, you know, in hindsight, you look back and the wrestling was not that good. And wrestling has gotten so much better today that it's a much better, enjoyable experience. Mm-hmm. But. Yeah, might as well. I would go to the Netflix debut.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Would Shane be that big angle for AEW?
Shane McMahon. I don't know. I don't, it depends on how people are going to view it, but I do want Shane there.
Yeah, same here.
I really want Shane there because it adds a different level of perception.
Mm-hmm.
It adds a just very different. I think it's a positive. People are going to think I'm nuts, but I think it's a positive for them to get Shane as a TV character to do something with.
I agree with you. Listen,
may not work, but you know what? I would attempt it.
He's a guy you could trust. He's perfectly media trained and he's fantastic on the mic.
Listen, I don't subscribe to like, oh no, this guy will not work. I don't subscribe to that because anybody can work if your creative is interesting.
Absolutely.
Enough. If you book it right and your creative is interesting and you are a mm-hmm. great storyteller,
yep.
you could make it work. Even if you're not a great storyteller, you could hit the nail on the head once or twice.
Yeah.
You know, for all the crap that Vince Russo gets, people forget that he was the head writer for wrestling in its biggest boom period. So,
mm-hmm.
listen, I'm not advocating for Russo's booking, but for all the bad that he did, there was a lot of great stuff that he also probably came up with.
Yeah.
I think it's a very big possibility that Shane goes to AEW and they do something tremendous, or they do something terrible, but I still would like to see the attempt made.
Exactly.
You don't know the answer until you try something. And that's all I'm asking. Try it.
Right.
Bam, 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 bam.
Like NASA.
I want his punches.
Like NASA says, it's never a failure. It's an attempt at success.
It's an attempt at success. With that said, that's it for this week, guys. You want more Andrew and Rich? Tune in every Friday, 10:30 Eastern at the Matt Men YouTube channel, youtube.com/Matt Men Podcast. You can follow me on X at Andrew Zarian, BTC Rich on X. And we'll see y'all next time.
Saving money now during Menards Bag Sale. All prices after 15% bag sale discount. Pick up a 6-pack of LED light bulbs for just $2.97. Get a wood or fiberglass claw hammer for only $2.29 each. 52-ounce bottles of Ajax dish soap, just $2.97. And 12 packs of Shasta soda in assorted flavors are only $4.19. Don't miss out on Menards Bag Sale happening now. Good through January 12th. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.